ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between and outside that. How's it going? Can I get a mic check on our guests here real quick?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, loud and clear. All right. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Tin Man by Feeble Little Horse. Incredible name for a group. Kind of love that. And we're going to do a little bit of a vibe switch here. Do you have anything to say about our vibe switch?
I caught him off guard.
I was planning the show for like 2 hours. He's like, it's fine, it'll be fine. And then like I dropped this ball on him like randomly. Okay, well, that was pretty whack of me, wouldn't you say?
Yes, very whack, man.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're gonna play. I hope you like it. Sounds you'll be familiar with, maybe, if you're cool. That's a fun one for sure. I like the, I don't know, I like the Pac-Man sounds a lot. I played Pac-Man a lot as a kid, so my mom's killer at Pac-Man. Just throwing that out there. No other games though.
Yeah, it was a little heartbreaking hearing it say Whack-Man instead of Pac-Man, but yeah. I kind of understand why.
I mean, same thing happened with the Coast to Coast song, right? Like, he used a sample that he didn't have rights to, that it was like, guess we have to change it.
At least on Coast to Coast, he went out to the original voice actor and had him record new lines. So it's the same guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's sick. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Whack Man, and it was Whack Man. I love that like really bit crush, like you know the sound I'm talking. With that kind of squelchy low-end bass song, we've got something following up that's pretty similar. We've got Liney. This is a favorite for us on the show. I don't think I've definitely played Light Up on this show, but I don't know if I played it with you. Or
no,
maybe
Light Up
came
been...
out when I didn't have the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we played, man. Last time I was here, we played Nobody Else by Liney, which it had only been out for like a couple weeks at that point.
Yeah.
But
he's super fun. I'm gonna see Liney for the first time in October. You caught him here.
That'll be my third time when we see him.
Nice.
I saw him do a UKG set at North Coast last year.
That's crazy.
And then I saw him at Middle East last November.
Was the UKG set, did it have like dub stuff going on too in it, or was it mostly just
so what they did was inside like this air-conditioned dome, which, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, it's a very hot weekend. Inside this air-conditioned dome, they had bigger names open up the day with genres that they don't normally do. So,
oh, this was when
day one they had Dr. Fresh on day one did a did a drum and bass set. Tate B on the second day did a trippy set. And then third day was Liney doing his UKG stuff.
That's so fun.
And they announced, like, the lineup for what they're doing this year. And, like, the opening day is Sudden Death doing a Dead Room set, which is him playing, like, house.
That's so interesting.
I'm jealous of the people that are going to be there, but yeah.
Sudden Death also has the Void project, right?
That's so interesting. He'll be closing out that day later on doing a Void set.
Stuff? Okay. Yeah. That's sick. That's so interesting to have to 180 that or, like, come up with those sets at the same time.
Yeah. But Liney.
Yeah, now back to Liney. This track dropped, what, you said 2 weeks ago about, or a week and a half ago?
Yeah, a week and a half ago. It's really fun. It's bass. It's got a nice little stuff going on throughout that might sound a little random, but it all meshes together very well. There's a little bit of a phone ringing. There's a sample of Satisfaction in there.
Yeah, I heard that. I wasn't sure if that's what I was hearing earlier when you played it for me.
Yeah.
We listened to it during dinner today. And that was my first listen, but I'm excited to hear it in the studio. And yeah, all those UKG kind of sound effects that are classic in the background, I feel like. It's fun to hear that, like, synthesis between the dub and UKG, that, like, Liney, Hamdi, not as much Tape B, not really. But
no.
Who else is in that lane?
Oh, God.
Trying to think. I don't know. We'll think about it and come back to it. For now, here's Section by Liney. If it plays, because I don't have this one saved yet. Yay!
Section, body in my soul. Everybody in my section. Everybody in my section. Everybody in my section.
That's a killer one. I said it early this show. That's the killer track, I think. I mean, actually, there can be two. Why not both, right? But I'll save it for another track that we're definitely gonna play. But I won't tease it just yet. We'll keep you on the edge of your seat. We know that this show keeps people on suspense at 11. Oh, I looked up at the clock and everything said 11. That was like a magic angel number moment. Okay. Yeah, from that, I think I've been listening to the new Riot album. I haven't made it all the way through yet, which is kind of sacrilege because I'm like a really big fan of them. But I've been busy, man, and I've been traveling. I missed last show. I'm so glad to be back. We have the guest. It's all good. Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, Nate's here. I'm going to play High Altar, and this is like a little bit of a slower track on their album. And also, like, if you've listened to Riot albums, they're usually kind of like cinematic. Like, they have like a story going on throughout them, and there's a lot of talking in some of the tracks. This is one of those tracks where they have a bunch of stuff about like humanity banding together against the machine and finding solace in High Altar or something like that. But then it gets into the drop, and it's clean. I really liked it. Still making my way through it. May not be my favorite from the album, but definitely one of my like top ones so far that I've heard that's new. Yeah, have you had a chance to check out the Riot album?
I have not. I was actually, it was on my list for tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Rob's been listening to it like on repeat. I was kind of surprised by that, honestly. I didn't expect Rob to be a Riot fan. Rob's someone in our rave team. But it goes crazy. So here's High Altar, and then we'll find something else. We have so much to play in only an hour, so let's get on with it.
We're making back-to-back championships a reality.
A little pizza every night.
Let's take you back now as we continue our live coverage of Hurricane...
Let's try again. If you wouldn't mind.
Run, you slide!
Listening to frequency 7.10. Still breathing. Still broadcasting. If you can hear this, you're not alone. Out there, cities burn. The machines walk among us. But here, just for a moment, we remember what it feels like to be human. Tonight's peace is something different. So sit back if you can. This is High Altar.
Transitions right over to the next song in the album, and also has that element of like flipping through the radio at the beginning. Sorry for any disoriented drivers who might have tuned in at that moment and heard, if you're listening to this, you're still breathing and you're not alone. That promised most of the world. I mean, it is going to crap, I would say, but like it works, it's still okay. But yeah, I like that. They had an element on that on their previous album too, of people like kind of flipping through the radio station just trying to find like anything of relevancy, and kind of fun to keep that up. I think this is like technically like a prequel album to the story of the first album, if you know, if you're following the riot lore. But speaking of altars, maybe it's time for some church. This is the DJ that has inspired me to finally start touching the decks again, because they looked like they had a fantastic time up there. St. Mary. Nate makes fun of me because I'm such a big fan, but that's valid because I'm like an obnoxious fan. What do you think of St. Mary? I
love her. Touching on that note that you just said, like, it's so much better going to shows where you can see the DJ up there that looks like they're enjoying themselves versus the ones that look like they're there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name the ones that look like they're there for a paycheck.
I will. But Costas, DJ Costas, I know you own the place. Literally every time you go up there, all you do is have a drink in hand. And I won't say what kind of drink because I can't, FCC. But let's just say the mixing kind of shows after like the third one.
But on a more positive note, of the ones that look like they're enjoying themselves, like Said the Sky, who also put out a song this week, every time I've seen him, looks like he's having the time of his life. He's up there bouncing around or dabbing up there, shredding on the guitar.
On the guitar, just Gravitz getting in everyone's faces. Yeah.
St. Mary was definitely up there, like, just bouncing around.
Full energy.
The time of her life.
Like, always on, like, one foot, I would say. Super, super fun. And we played Higher Place earlier. On the show, I think. Or I played Heaven. I don't know if I... No, I did play Higher Place as well. Yeah. I played both. And now we're going to play this third track that just came out, Take Me Away, featuring, I guess, vocals from Wisdom?
Yeah, I think it's vocals.
Vocals, okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's get into it. This is a good one. I like the drop's very, like... I don't know. It has a very, like, airy quality to a lot of these tracks that I really like. I've been trying to, like... hit myself whenever I want to say like ethereal or dreamy. I need to come up with like other words for this. Okay, let's go. Take Me Away with St. Mary.
Telling me slowly, it's gone to my head. How did I get here? Was it something I said? I'm falling apart in this world that I create.
That one a lot. I really like the little, I was telling Nate, the little like vocal part in the background of the drop that just kind of slowly like ebb and flows, giving it a little bit of movement in it. I don't know, I'm not gonna try and imitate it. I don't think that'll go well, but Yeah, it's a fun one. And I think, honestly, the word I was looking for earlier was holy. I think they would appreciate that, right? Saint Mary.
Yeah.
They make holy stuff. but yeah, I really like that one. And we've got a perfectly smooth transition.
Yeah.
Would you like to say anything about this piece?
I'll start it off with a question.
Okay.
Do you have any artists that love to sit on old IDs that just never release them, but they continue to play them at shows?
You shouldn't even be hearing this right now. It might be illegal to hear this right now. Okay, sorry. Yes. His name is Gregory Jonathan. No, Greg G Jones.
Yeah. So I first heard this song nearly 3 years ago. The full set is up on Apple Music, so I'm going to say that gives us the permission to play it because it's out there in the streaming world. But as far as Apple Music is concerned, this is called ID3, but I like to call it the eyeball ID because when he plays it, he has this great visual. All his visuals are pure black and white,
mm-hmm.
like not even any gray, just solid black, solid white. And it just, of ASCII characters forming an eyeball and just like coming in and out of the screen, like forming these visuals for this song. And it looks so great.
It's so cool. I very much encourage anyone to look at like any G Jones visuals ever. They're so, I mean, obviously photosensitivity warning, but like most of them are so cool. They're so inspiring.
So just to transition into very heavy from what we just played.
Yeah, we played Holy. Now we're going the opposite route. This one comes straight from the depths. When I first heard it, I geeked out so hard. Like you showed me this set a while ago.
Yeah,
and then I kind of like sat on it for a couple months, and then I finally got to it and listened to it, and I was like, "What are all these IDs that I've like never heard before?" Sounds so sick. And this is a set with Virtual Self as well, right? Porter's.
Yes.
Porter's alternative project, or one of them. Do we want to just get into
it? Yeah, let's just dive right in.
All right, here is Eyeball/ID3.
That's not.
Oh, it's not connected.
It's
oh
not
no.
connected.
Oh no.
Let's try that.
You heard
again.
A little bit through the mic. It comes on strong. How we feeling?
Oh, it's a now. It's
okay,
a now.
Okay, okay. Here we go. Here comes Eyeball. ID3. so good. Oh, that one makes me like tweak out. I love that song so much.
Yeah, definitely a very hard transition from what we were just playing with the St. Mary, but it's
I've never
so
been good,
good
at that on this show anyway, so they're used to it. Yeah. They're being the regular listeners. That's right, I grouped you all up. Okay, sorry. I love and appreciate each of you individually, and I spend 15 minutes saying your name on repeat as I go home. That's not true either. Anyway, but Greg is a genius. Our G Jones, we love him so much. You're even wearing his shirt right now.
Technically.
I guess it's Disc Doctors, right? That's both of them. G Jones and EEPROM, the goats. We've got something else from G Jones to play for a little bit.
Yeah. It's only just like a keeping on the topic of G Jones IDs. There's one ID that I heard about 2 years ago now. So slightly more recent, but it's him and EEPROM together, actually. Some call it a piano ID, others call it a warning ID, but just, it was the only official audio we have of it was him posting a 25-second clip leading as a promotion for an upcoming show about a year ago, so.
This is the one I was geeking out about, Allegory of the Rave 2, that I was like, maybe I'll just full send a show in Tennessee by myself. If there's a third one, Nate and I are going for sure. We have to.
Why don't we just drop into it a little bit.
This one's, I feel like, a little bit more controlled for G Jones, honestly. At least compared to the previous one. Yeah, let's get into it. That's all we have. That's the full loop. And it drives me crazy because that's such a, like, I don't know. It only uses, like, really simple samples. I feel like there's really minimal production on it. Like, I feel like. But it just goes so crazy. He's
a genius. So it loops back and forth between the piano section and, like, the breakdown. Yeah. It builds up slowly throughout the song from, like, to become more and more complex for the full, like, the last video I took of it live was like 2.5 minutes long, so
yeah, I feel like the sets that I've heard it in, it always gets like, I don't know, it feels like it would be super fun to like be in the crowd, and then during the piano portions you like find the people that you're gonna go feral with, and once it drops to the other thing you just go nuts. That sounds so fun. I can't wait. I still don't have a G Jones show like lined up. That's so sad. We've got so many good ones lined up. I'll see my first Subtronic show soon. I'm so excited.
That'll be my third, fourth, somewhere like that. Yeah, third or fourth Subtronic show.
I'm excited. Do you think he'll play Dingus? He must, right?
Yeah.
Because Level Up will be there too.
Yeah.
Do you think Level Up will come out with? Oh wait, not at
no.
Not
Level
at,
Up won't be at Break.
No,
she'll be at Seven Stars.
Is Subtronics at Seven Stars? Oh,
both
interesting.
Are, yeah.
Interesting. All right, let's see. What do we want to do next? We could do... I can maybe tease it a little bit now. I was saving my killer track for the new Control Freak. It's pretty crazy. We could do that. We could play Subtronics. We didn't last time you were on. And we'll be seeing him in a month. You want to throw some Omnidirectional?
Yeah, maybe? Sure.
Let's do it. This is, like, one of his best ones, I feel like. It's so good. Let's get into it. Anything you have to say about Omnidirectional?
I just love... like the sound design specifically on it. I remember when he put it out, he had to put out a disclaimer like, yes, I know the song is quieter than the rest of it, but it's so when the drop kicks in, it's extra loud.
Yeah, he was like
distorted.
Like, yeah, he has such an interest in like speakers specifically, like over music, I feel like sometimes. And I can totally see him being like, look, like, this will, I've engineered this to take advantage of your speaker. Please don't turn it up. Like, expecting it to stay that volume the whole way. Plus, when it does hit, holy, it really does. Like, when you're in the crowd, it just vibrates your whole chest.
Well, he always drops, like, just the drop of it out of nowhere.
If
you're not ready for it, you're not ready for
it. Yeah. You'll see what we're talking about if you've never heard it before. Let's get into it. Here's Omnidirectional from Subtronics. This is off of
Tesseract.
Tesseract. Thanks. He's the goat. Like Excision became a dad and all of a sudden all of his visuals started becoming like Toy Story and Minecraft and all that.
Like Cursed Elmo earlier this
year.
Yes,
Cursed Elmo with the like bomb diffusing clippers. So Subtronics and Level Up are a DJ couple and I think they're expecting, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't pay too close attention.
All right.
I know they're married.
He's not like a creep like me. I'm in everybody's business. But maybe he'll drop a version of that song that I think this is pretty funny. Instead of saying I am eternal, he'll go I am a turtle, and it just shows the four Ninja Turtles or something. That's so bad. Let's see. Okay, we'll go into Control Freak. Throw your hands up. I love any track that's about energy, and Control Freak had an unfortunate experience here in Boston opening for Illenium where no one was dancing. And then he like came back and kind of roasted us a little bit. It was like, hey, I made this track. It's called Shut Up and Dance, and it's for Boston. I made sure to throw it. I think I scared Rob that night a little bit. There was a couple times where I was like fully airborne on the rail and Rob was just like, what are you doing? But I love him so much. He said with this project that this is releasing on, he's trying to bring what the scene is missing right now, which I do feel like a lot of DJs say that, but I do kind of trust Control Freak to bring some heavy stuff. What are your thoughts on Throw Your Hands Up?
I like what he's been doing lately. I've been following him for a couple years, and yeah, his last few releases have all
been hits. Yeah. I feel like I really liked some remixes that he did like in the past, and then I kind of fell out of like listening to his specific releases.
Yeah,
but the most recent ones, especially this year, have been pretty crazy. I think this one might be one of my favorites of this week, which is kind of crazy considering how many bigger releases we also had. I feel like, but. Let's get into it. This is a fun one called Throw Your Hands Up by Control Freak. The next one, that was Moisture by Eliminate. That's a killer track. I'm really surprised that ever happened. Well, I don't know about that, but it is kind of crazy that he got Moist Critical to, I mean, actually he made the whole song out of Moist Critical. Like every sound in it, I'm pretty sure, is like Moist Critical, either like burping or like changing his position in the chair.
Do you think there's a reward for saying moist within that moist, number of times within moist? 30 seconds?
Yeah. Any moist haters in the chat right now? Do you have a word that you hate that you can say on air?
No.
I feel like I don't really have that many of those. But it is always funny when you find someone who's like, you say moist and they like cringe. They like recoil, like you just showed them like a bug. Our guest is now going to perform spoken word. Take it away.
This is a mental health PSA from Tufts. The support of a friend gives dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Yes, this is very true. That's all. That's all I have to say about that. I'm someone who struggles with mental health, and my friends make it easier. So be a good friend. That's all. I'm getting awkward about it now. Let's see. Please stop saying moist. Sorry. We've got a I'm going to dox you. We've got Iman listening, another one of our rave crew. And apparently he's recoiling like crazy. My bad. I'll stop. Let's maybe we could play something sweeter to the ear. Some music, perhaps. We can do.
Maybe we could cool down the moist and make it like some Frost Children.
Frost up the moist. Okay, sorry, Iman. Sorry.
That one was just for you.
That one was just for you. This one is called "What Is Forever For." I love Frost Children so much. They're like my icons, and especially this track. Like, I feel like you can tell that they were just in the studio with Porter for a little bit, because it's absolutely like an expert in yearning track, and I feel like Porter really captures some of that really well on Smile, at least. And I also really like goofy wordplay, and they've got in the chorus of this one, they say 1, 2, 3, and then "What Is Forever For." Wow. Geniuses. How did they do that? Okay, sorry. Anyway, I'll stop glazing them. Here's "What Is Forever For" by Frost Children. I love them.
What is forever for?
it. Freak it. Freak it. Freak it with stilettos on. Freak it. Freak it in your favorite thong. Freak it. Freak it with your headphones on. Freak it.
I'm saying it a lot tonight, apparently. Oh, thank you, thank you. We've got someone trying to stop Eptic from breaking through. No, that would be a vibe switch for sure. Yeah, went right into Kim Petras' Freak It, because Frost Children also produced that. And if you've listened to Frost Children, you were probably able to tell that very quickly in the song, I feel like. I mean, like, Kim Petras is a fantastic producer as well, but I just feel like it had so much of, like, Frost Children's immediate kind of, like, style or, like, the grittiness of it, you know? Really, really like it. And glad that they, like, met and worked on a collab together, because I feel like their sounds and styles are so, like, complementary. Very, very fun. I listened to that a lot on, like, last week when I didn't have the show, and it was the only song I promoted, because I was kind of too lazy to fill the playlist again, I guess. Kind of. But I like this one a lot. I think it's so fun. It's so important to freak it, people. Like, this is a message that isn't being promoted enough. Some of us are freaking it constantly, and it's getting tiring having to carry all this freak. We need more people freaking it out in public. Do you have thoughts on this statement? Are you going to start freaking it out in public, Nate?
No.
Dang. Okay, well, that means I need a loyal listener to make up for Nate as well, because I've been making up for probably like 100 people in my tri-state area with how much freaking I've been doing in public. Okay, FCC, I actually mean just acting like a freak. That was not euphemistic for anything. Moving on. more holy stuff. Jewels, I think Floor Space has some stuff at the end of it that kind of eases into holy, like what is the, like, heartbreak song that's on that album? I can't think of what it's called.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I am. Wait. Oh, Floor Space. By Jewels. Okay, no, not Vacation Rentals. I mean, the DJ. Floor Space, it's called After Hours? No, it's called Divination.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's so, like, holy. I mean, I guess it's called Divination, so that makes sense. But this track, Dopamine Plus Plus, is just that, I feel like. It really does, like, as soon as that drop comes in and that, like, chirpy noise comes in, I just, like, I ascend. I hit that SpongeBob meme, you know, where he's, like, folding backwards and flying up.
Yeah, I need a Jewel set in my life. I first discovered him more than 2 years, like, three years
ago. I thought he was opening at the RL Grime show that we met at. I swear I saw that on a poster.
No. But I've been wanting to see him for so long.
Yeah.
And the only time in the last few years that he's played here was opening for Griffin in June of 2023. And that was, I found out, like, the day of, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And I already had tickets to, I think Armin Hammer was playing that night, which I would have preferred choosing Jewels.
I would too. No, I know Iman's a big Armin Hammer fan. I like Armin Hammer, but I from what I've seen from live set, I mean, I guess I've also seen Armin Hammer at this point. So,
yeah, that's the thing is I've seen them like 4 times.
Yeah.
Like,
still haven't caught Jewels.
Last year I caught them twice, 7 days apart from each other, just because they were at 2 separate festivals I went to a week apart from each other. Like, you know, shout out that. That was a great and horrible time at the same time.
Yeah, Armin Hammer and Armin Hammer.
Just horrible in terms of exhaustion. Like, in the span of 10 days, 6 days of shows.
Yeah. I remember that. The hell run.
Yeah. But Dopamine is a very dope,
very dope track song of mine.
I mean
nice. Yeah,
plus plus.
Every video I've seen of Jewels's sets are like so insane. Like, it's such a like party every
time. I got a video from one of my friends who saw Jewels in Phoenix this weekend, and it's so cool him playing Porter's Cheerleader, and then just right at the end of the hook it just drops into Dopamine.
Yeah,
right before the actual drop.
And he has like just, some of the Dopamine so like good sample over the piano for Cheerleader too or something. It's really good. You should look it up if it's posted anywhere.
I don't know, he just sent that to me via text.
Never mind. You'll never hear it. You'll never hear it.
Not his specific POV.
But yeah, I love this guy. Nate loves this guy. Fantastic stuff. And I don't know. I was gonna say his catchphrase, but I don't think I can say that on air. So never mind. He was just Dopamine, and Nate and I are about to laugh off air.
You got me so high.
Nah, just kidding. The track's over. Okay. No, sorry. I love that track so much. Both drops are so fun. I just added it to my Frizzin playlist, which is what I add tracks to if they give me goosebumps. And I feel like that one did on the first try for sure. That's usually the criteria, is like if on the first listen to it I get goosebumps, I'll throw it on that playlist.
Yeah, I remember actually being there the first time you listened to it.
I think we were in the car, right? And I was like geeking. It was on the way home from a show?
No, it was on the way to a show. It was like the day it came out, and I was just like, have you heard the new Jewels?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, I haven't. I was like,
when did it come out? When was it?
It was...
Was this in your dome?
No, I think it was on the way to Nina back in March. When did it come out?
April 5th?
Yeah.
No, because Nina was March.
No, Nina was March. It was definitely before. I'm pretty sure it was before then. I think the Adrenochrome was April 5th.
Oh, you're probably right. Wait, let's see.
But
I'm sorry. I don't give a... Okay, sorry. January 31st. Never mind. Yep.
Okay. Oh, it was Trivecta.
Yeah, it was Trivecta. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who will be playing on the boat cruise show in a couple weeks that I will be at.
Yeah, I still need to get that ticket. I'll probably get that ticket because there is no summer shows. I'm just sorry I whined a little bit on air.
Well, I have a good question for you since there's no summer shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite, not counting like full live sets or anything like that, just a pure straight up like thrown together the day of DJ set that you've ever seen?
No. This seems like a lead into something. Wait, really quickly before the time ends, this has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we might go a little over if no one kicks us off, but yeah. I got to get that in. All right.
Yeah, for me...
No, I haven't.
Yeah. For me, it was... There was... Porter, back in 2022, hosted his own festival of Second Sky, and the next day he did an after party. So after a full festival that included Skrillex and G Jones and RL Grime and Porter, the next day I went into a after party that had Wave Dash and Porter. And after a more than 2 hour long set to close it out, he goes, I have time for one more song, and he plays a mashup of Something Comforting and Hatsune Miku. and then after that he's like, okay, I'm way over time, but I have time for one more song. And it was a hard style remix that he had found of Everything Goes On, which had just come out a couple months